Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning. And we have 26 degrees and a gusty north wind. Wind chill is 14 right now. Gasoline prices continue to fall in the United States. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says,
there's been a drop of 3 cents per gallon nationally for regular grade in the past 2 weeks. The new average is 222, and the same causes of price decline since September 11 recently do continue and might be accentuated this year. We may have a substantially bigger drop in demand than we accounted for.
The lowest average price per gallon is in Houston at $1.77 a gallon, highest San Francisco at $3.35 a gallon. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee is one vote away from a seat on the bench.
51 Senate Republicans voted to block a Democratic filibuster and set up a final confirmation vote on Judge Amy Coney Barrett by the end of Monday.
This is something to really be proud of and to feel good about.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told his Republican colleagues they're making an important contribution to the future of the country. Democrats have objected to every step of the process, arguing it is unprecedented to take up a Supreme Court nominee so close to a presidential election. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a 60-year-old Wichita man died when his truck was struck by a train near Udall, southeast of Wichita. The patrol says Mike Sengsavath died in the collision Saturday. Patrol says Sengsavath failed to yield at a railroad crossing where his truck was struck by an oncoming train. A passenger in the pickup was seriously injured. He was taken to a Wichita hospital. Operators of the train were not injured. Sedgwick County Republican Party has called for the resignations of three lawmakers involved in a false attack ad and resulting lawsuit.
In a social media post Saturday afternoon, the group says that recent events involving Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, Kansas Representative Michael Capps, and Wichita City Council member James Clendenin reveal, quote, malicious and dishonest actions. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple filed a lawsuit against the three men and Matthew Colburn, claiming defamation by helping to create a false attack ad against him in his run for mayor in 2019. Colburn was released from the lawsuit and, as part of the agreement, turned over all of the relevant case material, including audio of a meeting between him and Capps, O'Donnell, and Clendenin. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Donald Trump hitting key states ahead of the upcoming election that is just over a week away, holding a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, Sunday. Fox's David Spunt has the latest.
Now, on stage, the president talked about several things, including some of his foreign policy accomplishments, also talking about the economy pre-COVID. He also, though, talked about the opioid crisis that has plagued New Hampshire. Listen here.
Now, we got set back because when the plague came in, all of a sudden we're looking at different things. But we got it down 19%. I met with your police. We went to the precincts. For some reason, your drug problem, opioids, everything else, is greater than most other states proportionately.
You know, as for the pandemic, the U.S. set a record 85,000 cases in one day. Earlier this year, we were hearing 85,000 cases globally. This was just in one day, despite the increase in cases.
And the president also stopped and greeted people at a winery in Bangor, Maine, where he signed a pumpkin for a voter. Kansas Highway Patrol will join other Kansas law enforcement agencies in conjunction with the Seatbelts Are for Everyone program for a one-week seatbelt enforcement beginning today.
The enforcement will run through Friday. Troopers will focus on drivers and passengers in and around elementary and middle schools. Colonel Herman T. Jones, superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol, says the KHP will be working with local law enforcement partners in an aggressive education and enforcement campaign focused on the importance of seatbelt usage. Seatbelts Are for Everyone, or SAFE, is a locally sustained program administered by the students of the high school they attend. The focus is on reducing deaths and injuries on Kansas roadways. Currently in Kansas, 117 high schools from 57 counties participate in the SAFE program. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A variety of new records are likely to be set today, both in terms of precipitation and how cold we are for this time of year. We will see a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and some snow with a high 28. That will continue into tonight. Our low 25 and a wintry mix early Tuesday with a high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light snow, fog, 26 degrees, north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. The wind chill is 14. 6:36, Steve and Ted. Just about an hour from now, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Mondays with the mayor. Keep it here for that with Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning, 6:36. Jad, what do you got?
Another slide-off reported. Northbound I-135, this one right around Kellogg.
Yeah, the condition's not too good out there this morning. In fact, they're deteriorating, it looks like.
Yes,
but
they are.
The trucks are apparently out, but they're not working fast enough to get this thing under control. So watch your driving. Slow it down. We just saw some video of KSN of a big box truck that had gone through a fence. It didn't look like anybody was injured.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the kind of thing you slide off. That's a couple, we call it slide off. This is October 26th. On this date in 1949, Harry S. Truman signed a measure raising the minimum wage from 40 to 75 cents an hour. Whoa, 75 cents an hour, 1949. I think when I started working in my working life, it was $1.25. It had gotten clear up to $1.25 then. All right, 6:37 now, Steve and Ted, and with us this morning, back on the microphone, Ted Woodward. Good morning, Ted.
For the first time in a long time. Good morning, Steve and Jad.
A long time. And I'm just, you know, I'm just, how many days do you say? Hey, you've been out, what, 57 days?
Yeah, something like that. It was the week before Labor Day. The last time I was on the air.
So while you were in ICU, God, you know what would, I don't know how uncomfortable you were physically, but what about the mental aspect, Ted? How did you keep your mind from just turning into a big pickle? I mean, was there anything to watch on TV or was there anything like that?
I mean, yeah, TV keeps you entertained for about 2 days.
Yeah.
Then you realize, oh, my gosh. What am I going to do here?
Yeah. I know, because when we were locked down, you know, I watched so many Turner Classic movies. Now I've seen all of my favorites four times. So it kind of gets old after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, that definitely wears out pretty quickly. And at that point, you're right. It was a tremendous physical. By the way, I contracted COVID 19 somewhere around Labor Day,
yeah,
and ended up in the ICU at Wesley Hospital for 16 days. But like you said, I mean, obviously the physical aspect of it is horrible, and you're right, the mental aspect of dealing with that and being basically confined to a room and a bed for 16 days just really tears you apart. And
Yeah. You
know, thank goodness I had my cell phone and could, you know, through social media and texting, connect with people. Otherwise, it would just be, because you can't have visitors.
Right.
So the only people you ever see are your ICU nurses and doctors popping in and out, and that's it. Your family can't visit you in the ICU. So I know for all these families that have had to deal with that, it's terrible, and it really weighs on you. But you're right. You just have to somehow find the strength to deal with it mentally and get through it all.
You know, I texted you a couple of times. I had to learn how to text because I didn't know. But this got me going. Thank you. I did. I called your mom a couple of times. Did she tell you?
Yeah.
I would check in with your mom and say, how's he doing? Well, you know, and she seemed to be in keeping up her spirits pretty good. But I could tell she was upset. But bless her heart, you know, she was
there.
Well, it's
just one of those deals where you kind of have to keep your family informed. And at one point I wasn't doing too good, and they said we could kind of tell because we weren't getting any information from you.
Right.
We were getting like one word or one emoji replies, and that's about all I had the energy or acumen to do at that point. And they knew I wasn't doing too well. But, you know, when the communication resumes, then they start to realize that I'm a little better.
All right, we're doing better. We're going to talk to you again throughout the morning. Stay with us. Ted Woodward back with Steve and Ted, 6:40 now on the Steve and Ted Show. Now time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Yeah.
The trading was two-sided Friday for our cattle complex. Only the February live cattle made a new low for the move. The closes were negative except for the nearby live cattle. The cash cattle traded last week was lower for the second straight week. Lean hogs slid lower into new lows for the slide on Friday, but rebounded and managed to close positive. The cattle on feed report Friday was slightly negative, with placements 3.5% more than expected. In the October 1 on feed, the largest in 25 years. At the close Friday, December live cattle, 10 cents higher, 103.57. January, feeders down 65 cents at 125.55. In December, hogs 82 cents higher at 67.02. Now, overall, news-wise, it was a fairly quiet Friday for the grain and soybean markets. Everything closed positive and near their session highs. Last week, December KC wheat gained 11 cents. December corn gained 17 cents. And November soybeans gained 34 cents for the week. Trading has been mostly on the negative side overnight. December KC wheat now 13¾ cents lower at 5.56. December corn down 2 pennies at 4.17¼. November soybeans down a half a penny at 10.83¼. December crude oil 82 cents lower at 39.03. December gold $1.70 higher at 1906.990. December S&P 29½ points lower at 34.22¼. December dollar index 19 cents higher, 92.95. And December Dow Jones futures 262 points lower at 27,925. Commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, Tom, you getting any snow in Augusta this morning?
At the moment, no. Earlier, okay. Yes.
Okay, so what do you got for snow depth? Did you go out there and stick your toe in it and see how deep it is or not?
Didn't think it was worth it. It's just a nice little covering on the blacktop and on the sidewalks, but the grass area, you can still see grass easily.
How about having Ted Woodward back with us this morning? What do you think of that?
That is fantastic. We have missed you, Ted. Just putting up with Steve is almost more than we can handle.
Boy, no kidding. Me too.
Well, and Jan done a fantastic job helping fill in.
Thanks, Tom.
There you go. Well, if you guys want to just make fun of me all day, well, we'll just let you do that, okay?
We'll put you in the same category as we're putting Mother Nature this morning.
That's going to be Ted's sick gift for being ill. He gets to torment me all day. How's that?
He sure picked a bad day to come back, didn't he?
Terrible. All right, thank you, Tom. 642, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. What is your biological age? Dr. Don Grant will be with us momentarily. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.